Greetings, podcast listeners. This is Lindsay Price of Theater Folk, and we have a little bit of a treat for you today in our podcast. Our latest conference was the FATE Conference, the Florida Association of Theater Educators in Jacksonville, Florida. And it is one of our favorite conferences. We've been going to it for a number of years now, and it really feels like we're dealing with friends instead of the traditional customer-business relationship. And it's a wonderful feeling and a wonderful experience. We had a lot of interesting conversations about theater, the plays that schools were doing. It was really quite a trip. It really got a sense from them that arts funding is not in a great place in Florida, that they're in a deep trouble about money being taken away. But I also got a really great sense that these are teachers who don't give up. On the first day of the conference, we had dinner with Roxanne Caravan of Lakewood Ranch High School, who's directing the very first test production of Shout, our new musical, coming out in June of 2008. It's so exciting. And I think she's really excited. And just last week, she held her auditions.
For the audition, what I did was I had the kids, had them prepare an a cappella piece, but in order to get a real kind of perspective, because you've got an a cappella piece that the kids can prepare and they can sound anything, I said I used the opening number of the show.
Yeah.
And I passed out the opening number, broke the kids down into their parts, and got out the piano and we plucked through stuff and had the kids work in groups. Then we put together the whole group, and then we broke the kids into smaller groups, smaller groups, smaller groups, until we had it down to like four people singing through the entire song, and then put the entire group back together again. It sounded tremendous. I mean, I was so excited, because even the kids, because they, you know, it's a scary thing. I mean, a cappella is it's a scary alone feeling.
Our composer is very she's got quite an extensive musical background, and she's like, we've got it. Here you go. You know how tough this is, don't you?
She's done things where she starts a lot of people on the same notes, or they can move on from there.
She's tried a lot of tricks to let people.
She's a choir person too, so.
Yeah.
Well, the music's beautiful.
I love it.
It really is beautiful. I mean, I was, the kids, you know, when we first, just using the tracks that, you know, the MP3s,
yeah.
I played through the MP3s, because before we even went into the audition, because it's like, you know, this is so untraditional, and such a different experience with them, giving them that kind of feel for like what we're doing with the workshop, and they just got more excited every song, and they love the songs,
cool.
You know, but they were scared. I've got to say, it was, and I did definitely not have as many students
try
audition
out? Really?
As normal.
Really,
but I kind of think I scared them. I mean, I really did. I mean, I scared them, because it's like, look, you know, this is not a, you know, song and dance musical where you can hide behind the, you know, the pretty smiling face and, you know, and the arms. You know, you really need to be able to sing and act. So it was a leaner than usual audition for me. But the kids who came out, they could sing. I mean, they were singers, and some of them were surprisingly better than what I anticipated. But yeah, it kind of blew me away. I mean, it kind of blew me away from an audition standpoint, because I thought, what am I, you know, okay, let's just try this and see what it sounds like. And the kids were pumped by the end of the, and they're like, wow, this is good. This sounds great.
On the second day of the conference, we talked to a lot of teachers about the shows that they were doing of ours. And Karen Loftus is a teacher who has done a number of our shows. And she was telling me about this really cool thing that they did at her school on the wall, which I was like super touched about. Hi. So I'm here with Karen Loftus, and she is a teacher at St. Cloud High School, and she directed a wonderful production of Emotional Baggage that went all the way to Florida State, and we're just here at the FATE Conference. And hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Lindsay. I'm good.
And what I want to talk about is that wonderful, I'm so touched of the story you told me about the wall at your school. So please tell me about that. Tell our podcast listeners about that.
Well, we are a school that we do not have a theater, and we don't have a cafetorium, we don't have anything, and we've been moved around quite a bit, from portable to portable. Oh, we call them learning cottages, and we're now... We're now in what used to be the agriculture building. It's actually a good-sized space for us with wonderful storage. And there's a little alcove area that I thought, let's make sure they never move us again, and let's let the kids paint the walls. And they did, and they painted the names of all the shows we've done and things like that. And they called me over and said, Ms. Loftus, come here. And on the one corner of the wall, it just says Lindsay Price, and I just started laughing because, like, you're one of their favorite people, and I think we've probably bought so many of the plays, and the kids love them, and they just are so inspired by your work. I'm finding a lot of them are starting to write now. Some that were afraid are starting to kind of venture into it once they've met a playwright.
I also got to talk to Sherry Hancock, a middle school teacher who was working on school days, and she had some great directorial elements that I wanted to share with everybody.
Okay, I'm here with Sherry Hancock, and you are at the Villages Charter School, and you are right in the middle of doing school days. You are doing the bully and invisible scene with two girls.
With two females. I have a larger female and then a little bit smaller female, and it's working out visually,
right?
But the girls are really kind of working together nicely in that.
And I think that's because instinctually you think guys, but of course it happens with girls.
It happens
just as much.
In middle school, the girls are really more, actually more mean.
And then the next thing was that you are re-imaging throughout the play. So where else do you use those two girls?
In the tableau section where the announcer is going through all of the announcements for the day, there's a scene that a tableau scene for a bully, and that bully and invisible meet in that scene. And then another visual is I used the eighth graders in the classroom scene for that part, the same students that were the eighth graders. We rule the school, and their actions kind of are that superiority. And then I re-theme again. When Stuart Rosen gets pulled into the hallway conversation, I use the four girls that are the sweater girls, because they're that little preppy clique, and they pull the girl real quickly into the hallway conversation.
I think that's really wonderful, and I really wanted to get this in our podcast, because I think that's a wonderful additional director thing that I think it's great to revisit those moments and really pull the whole thing together.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
I also did a couple of workshops at FATE. I love doing workshops with teachers. I always find them to be so involved. They want to learn, and there's nothing better than teaching people who want to learn. It's I always learn something too, and I always have the best time.
In the professional world, you hire actors who are really good at picking up a script they've never seen and making it come alive off the page. That, I think, is impossible in a classroom situation. Because, A, cold reading is a skill. It takes a lot of practice. Two, you are going to have a lot of different levels of reading ability. And you are going to have a lot of different levels of care. There's going to be people in your class, right, who do not care. And that will affect the way that they approach the workshop and read. Because it's sometimes what will happen is that a student may think that there is something wrong with their play because of an inappropriate read.
I also had a really great conversation with a teacher who is doing the Bright Blue Mailbox suicide note as part of Suicide Awareness Week.
We were thrilled with the script because it dealt with suicide in a factual, emotional, understandable way without the actual act happening within the play itself, without pointing fingers at anybody and making it the conversation starter for our Awareness Week, because it's about starting the conversation.
Right.
We also did a lot of ensemble work to get the cast not being depressed pressed during and, or rather before and after the production's rehearsal process, so that, you know, they left the work knowing that we're okay, and
right.
we have a big responsibility to share a large message with our student body.
One thing I thought that Jeanette said that was really interesting was how they had to pull back the lead actor who was playing Jake from forecasting too much information about the play before the actual events took place.
Our lead actor that plays Jake, but Jake would play the end of the show in the very beginning, and we had to work on keeping the show very light in the areas that it needed to be light before we went to the dark place of the knowledge of Ken's attempt and the nightmares that, you know, followed.
The whole idea that he was playing the knowledge that he knew that Ken had killed himself before that actually came out in the script.
Right. So we had to go back and say, no, this is a funny event. Why does this always happen to me? It has to be very light and very, you know, about suicide at all, but
right.
about a freaky note in his mailbox.
Cool.
So,
yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
And that's all she wrote from the Fate Conference in Jacksonville. This is Lindsay Price from Theater Folk, over and out.